My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Oh, bless him. He's a good God. He's a faithful God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I'm just waiting. Amen. It's just, even as you see, just continue to praise. A couple of scriptures dropped during worship, and I'm just waiting on the Lord for a moment. Because I prefer the Lord not shifting messages. I thought I'd put it together. Amen. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. But whatever the Spirit of God wants to say, that's what we want to release in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you. We honor your presence here. We honor your anointing. We thank you for the healings that take place, the favor, the grace that's been extended to us through your love, by your love. Thank you for your love, unwavering, unconditional, from generation to generation, never fading, never wearing off. Your word says that you can't even stay angry with us long because you love us. In the name of Jesus, your love heals, your love redeems, your love affirms our identity and who we are in you. We thank you for that love in the name of Jesus. We receive it. Give us revelations of your love. Give us insight to your love. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. We honor you, Lord. We yield, we decrease that you might increase. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for our connected community. Thank God for all our guests here today, and thank God for you all. Amen. Give yourselves a hand. I'm always, most of the time, I would say 98% of the time, I'm out here before praise and worship starts. Not because there's some kind of move or political move or looks good, because I love worship. I love praise and worship. To me, the people, some people say, well, worship, amen, it just precedes the word. That's the amen. That's what we're going for. Amen. That's the main part. I think worship is the main part of the service. I think the word just follows along with the worship, the atmosphere we set. But our worship gives us an opportunity to express our love to God corporately, to come together corporately. And it's a blessing, amen. It's a wonderful thing to dwell together in unity and in the presence of God. Somehow you keep playing, and then if I go to the PowerPoints, we'll shift and just, we're just out here now. We're just out here. I'm gonna share these couple of scriptures I came during worship. We'll see where we go. Before we get into that, I believe this, and I believe these scriptures I'm about to share with you is a prophetic word for this season. I believe it's a word for you for this season, a word for this house, and a word for you in this season. And I didn't plan on this. I've already given my PowerPoint and things to Sister Renee, but just doing worship, these just dropped. So a couple of things. I want to just thank God for the prayer walk that took place yesterday and the favor that's being extended there. Appreciate everyone who came out for John and Gail. You got the picture? Can you put the picture up? We had over 30 people here. Some people who have never been part of the Sunday morning service but just follow us online. It was just a great, great turnout, and it was so encouraging, amen, to just, amen, just hear the impact and hear our people. And one of the young ladies who came said her husband is deployed. And she said, as soon as he gets back for the next one, amen, we're coming together. And so, amen. And I appreciate the team that put the survey together, put the ability to ask questions ahead of time. Amen. You can pull it down. That was very helpful to get the conversation started. So everyone that contributed, of course, Gail, Pastor Gail. Amen. You know, whatever you do, you always want to make an impact. You want to see fruit, because if God's in it, you're going to see fruit.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. And so you want to see fruit. So we were really, really encouraged by yesterday's turnout. We're going to start fasting on Wednesdays. Amen. We're going to start fasting on Wednesdays. Yes! And it's a self-directed fast. It's a self-directed fast. So you can fast. Pastor Gail and I have decided that Wednesday would be a no meat day. And that's gonna be our fast. Of course, fasting is not just restriction, but it's also giving that time to God and the reading of his word and prayer. But that's gonna be it. And I was encouraged, amen. We already had someone text us, say, I'm starting early, I'm fasting for the church already.
Amen,
amen. That's great, that's great. I applaud that, love the church. Love, amen, your local church, amen, and want to see God's best for your church, for his leadership, amen. Because, amen, we in this together. And so, and there are some things that we have before God that we're asking for, and we are on the precipice, man, of receiving some tremendous breakthrough. And you are on the precipice of receiving some tremendous breakthrough.
Yes.
Tell somebody, tell them you're right on the edge of receiving tremendous breakthrough. It be why? Because last week we said, because it's your time. It's your time. Your time has come. It's your time. It's your time. Devil tried to outweigh you, outdelay you, discourage you, challenge your faith in the midst of the storm. But it's your time now. That decision has to go in your favor because it's your time. That breakthrough has to come and manifest because it's your time. Amen. So join us as we fast. We're going to start we're going to start on the 28th of February because we're going to have 7 p.m. prayer. Starting on the 28th of February at 7 p.m. in person here. Amen. Another thing we're going to introduce, and we'll just tell you, we have in March 2nd, we have the prophetic activation. Amen. And even that's going to stand beyond the four walls of this house.
Amen.
Amen. We want to take people who just knowing Jesus, all the way to be able to hear him clearly.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So join us on March the 2nd. And last, we're going to introduce in March, and we'll have more detail. We're going to start a protocol ministry training. We're going to teach our ministries and ministry gifts how to do various things within a service, offering communion, delivering a message, structuring a message. And we're working on a time. I mean, we already know we have a lot of meetings, but we got to squeeze this in. Because we only get better as we have opportunity to do so. Amen. You can look at somebody else do every day, all day. But until you get a chance to do, how will you improve? So we're going to have protocol ministry training starting in March. All right, let's put our prayer decree up. I'll share the scriptures that came during worship, and we'll see where we go from there. Amen. Let's read it together. Father, I thank you for the word. As I receive, meditate, and obey your word, I become the word. Then I can do what your word says I can do. I can have what your word says I can have. The power of your word impacts my family for 1,000 generations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you can put on the screens for me, I know you don't have this in advance, Deuteronomy 7. Deuteronomy 7. And I want you to go verse 6, starting at verse 6. Verse 6. If I was going to use a subject to teach or to share from this, I would share a covenant of love. A covenant of love. Say that with me. A covenant of love. A covenant of love. Look, verse 6, I'm reading, I believe in IV. You already got this. I'm going to read it from here. Verse 6, for you, let's read it together. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. Verse 7. The Lord did not set his affection, other translation says love, on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other people, for you were fewest of all people. Next verse. But it was because the Lord what? Loved you. Come on, tell somebody it's because he loves you. But it was because the Lord loved you and what? And kept the oath he swore to your ancestors that he brought you out with a what? Mighty hand and redeemed you from what? The land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now here's the second verse that came to me. Psalms 91 and 14. Psalms 91 and 14. And I'm going to get to them PowerPoints one of these Sundays. So God. Psalm 91 and 14, let's put that up. Hey, Jesus. Let's read that together. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him or her and will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Reading that, let's go next verse. Because he loved, because you, Jesus, God said, because they love me, because he loves me, because she loves me. Verse 15, let's read together. He will call, he or she will call on me, and I will answer him or her. I will be with him or her in trouble, and I will deliver him or her, and then look at that, and honor. One more, 16. With long life will I satisfy and show him or her my salvation. All right. A covenant of love. A covenant of love. Y'all pray with me now. A covenant of love. When God says covenant, it means so much more than what we think about a promise or a commitment. We think a promise or a commitment, it's only as good a lot of times in our society, in our culture, as it is convenient. When it is inconvenient, or it causes us stress or anxiety, or the price in our minds and our hearts is too big to pay, the promise, the commitment goes out the window. We give excuses, but we say, I know I said this, but I can't do that. Because the price is too high. And that's really what it boils down to. The price to keep that word is just too high. And so we change. We give an excuse. Of course, the Bible says, blessed is a man or woman who swears to their own hurt, but change not. In other words, your word should be your bond. What you say you ought to do. Amen. Must be an Android spirit up in here on my phone like that. My God, cast my phone right down. Amen. Took a dive. I'm buying that Android anyway. I grew up, and I've said, you know, my father and mother were divorced, and there were times in which I was looking for, you know, my father show up, he made, you know, commitments and things, that he didn't show up. Now we reconciled the relationship later on. But he broke a lot of promises. And that affected me. I said, you know what, when, you know, I have kids, I have a wife, I'm gonna keep my word. I'm gonna be a man of my word. And so when I couldn't, when I committed to my kids to do something, amen, most of the times I did it. And if I could not do it, I would give an extensive explanation on why I couldn't do it and then reschedule it. Because being able to keep your word and is part of your integrity. It's what makes you you. It's what makes people be able to depend on you and count on you. Because they know you as a person of your word. When God makes a covenant and he says something, God means it. Matter of fact, when God says something, he watches over it, amen, to perform it. And because, amen, he said it, he swears his word. He swears to his word. And you know what? He swears against his name because there's no one greater than him. The psalm says that his truth endures to all generations. Of course, in the Bible, there are conditional covenants that are predicated upon what you do. If you do this, I'll do that. But then there's unconditional covenants that God says, I'm going to do this regardless of what you do. His covenant of love is such that when God has said something to you and says that he loves you, there is nothing you can do to change it. It is an unconditional covenant, a covenant of his love. God says, I love you. I'm holy. I'm of pure character. There is no blemish in me, no darkness in me. When I say I love you, I love you. It never diminishes and never fades. God says, I make covenant to love you. And it's hard for us to see a God like that. When we've lived a life of human, fleshly, fair weather love. How can we see a God that loves us on that level? that's committed to us on that level, to love us unconditionally, where we can never escape and never run or never hide or even never do anything so, amen, devastating that would ever diminish his love. It's hard for us to see that a God loves us so much that he would favor us, that he would pick us out of a crowd. You know, if you get this revelation of love, you'll never feel low about yourself.
That's right. Amen.
Because he loves you so much, he values you.
Yes.
He esteems you. He's got promises he wants to bring into your life. So what do we do with God's commitment? What do we do with God's commitment to love us so much? What do we do with such a vast commitment of a God who loves us, and not only loves us, but he loves our generation and he loves our children's children? And what do we do with a God that extends himself so much and paid the highest price of sending his son, who was a demonstration of his love in the earth? What do we do to a God that says, I love you, and this covenant of love, amen, I swear against my own name, I watch over this love. What do we do to a love so great and so vast, so wide, so deep, so tall? We don't have to do anything but receive it. That's the power of love. God's love, I don't have to earn it. All I got to do is receive it. That's powerful, man. Because a perfect God, would you ever really earn his love? A holy God, would you ever really earn his love? Would you ever be able to reciprocate on the level that he reciprocates? Would you lay your life down? Would you give up your home in glory? But God says, if you receive my love, I'll give you revelations of my love. If you receive my love, I'll show you how to love me back.
Yeah.
If you receive my love, we'll walk together. Yeah. All you got to do is receive my love. Yeah. Come on, say,
all I have to do
is receive his love. Yeah. And then I'll give you revelations of my love. And I'll show you the dimensions of my love. I'll show you my love. Let's put up, I have an insight, just four slides. We just flowing. I want you to see this. I shared this on Friday. Amen. I will be able to show a few. Go back, because that's not the first slide. But anyway, amen. That's it. Now go to the next one. Ephesians 3 and 18. This is Paul praying, may you have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how, what? Wide, say wide.
Wide.
Long and high and deep is the love of Christ. If you grasp this, the next verse talks about you'll understand the fullness, even though it's so wide, so long, so deep, amen, that you really won't be able to even ascertain it. God loves you to the degree that in this life you'll never see it in its full dimension. But if you can tap into some of it, it'll change your life and bring you into the fullness of Christ. Let's go to the next slide. Wide. Because the scripture says, hope does not put to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. So what he does, God gives us his love on the inside in our hearts. It's the fruit of the Spirit, and that's the width of God's word, and it gives us insight. It gives us insight. Let me justify. Insight is the understanding of a mental or emotional state. Insight can also mean understanding or awareness of one's, amen, also it says again, emotional condition. In other words, God's love is shed abroad in your heart. It helps you see yourself. Because the body is just an expression of what's going on the inside. We get a revelation of the width of God's love. We get insight into who we are, into our purpose, our destiny, our calling, who we are. Because you can only love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's amazing. Some people don't love themselves. And you can be so sometimes condemned, and you've made some mistakes, and you blew some things. Let me tell you, I made some mistakes, and I've done. But you know what? The psalm says, you know what? He does not reward us according to what our sins deserve. He loves us so much. Amen. If we repent, he'll forgive us, and he only needs us to forgive ourselves. So you don't have to walk in condemnation. Part of the covenant of love is forgiveness. Yes. God says, from the far as from the east is from the west, so far I'll remove your sins from you. When I look at you, God says, I don't even look at you by your mistakes. I don't weigh you by your mistake, because it's under the blood. Come on, somebody say it's under the blood. It's under the blood. That's why it offends God when we can't forgive others. Because he forgives us so much, we ought to be able to forgive others. Let's go to the next one. Thank you, Jesus. How long the love of God is. That's foresight. We tap into this covenant of love. It shows us our future. Jeremiah 29:11, we love that scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Yeah. With the love of the length, how God's love, the length of God's love helps us see with foresight. We don't worry about tomorrow. People are like, oh my God, AI is going to take over the world. It's going to be like the Terminator. Amen. And things going to come and they're going to attack the humans. No, man, I got foresight. Not only has God got plans for me today, this day that he has made, but he's got plans for my future. Even though I'm going through some things today, amen, this is not going to last always. You know what? There is a future for me. I got foresight because I'm seeing through the love of God. And even this hardship is working together for my good. I'm coming out even better. Next, how high? That's oversight. Oversight. The ability to watch over, to govern. The act of overseeing or supervising. The act of directing work. An error of omission made, I don't want that one, but the state of being in charge of someone or something. God to give you, through his love, give you oversight, how to govern, amen, how to function in dominion. In this year of dominion, God give you revelations of dimension of dominion. Because why? He wants you to understand the covenant of love so that when he gives you oversight, you don't abuse it. Yeah. Oversight, how high his love is. And let's go to the last one. Then we'll go back to our scriptures. Undersight, how deep is the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out in matters the glory of kings. God wants you to see things below the surface. You know, I looked at that word underside. I said, well, Lord, is that a word? So I asked Google. And AI said, yes. Undersight is a word. It is a noun that means being blind to something you could and should see clearly. Sometimes it's the thing that's beneath the surface that we need to see. It's the motives beneath the surface It's the things hidden in the heart. It's the things hidden in the character. It's amen, the ability to see what we need to see for that final breakthrough, for that thing we've been pressing against. If we can see God in his covenant of love, we can get some undersight. And see below the surface. You see below the surface, it'll take the toil off your life. You can see below the surface, amen, it'll give you answers and solutions. And I love it because the first place God gives us undersight is into our own heart.
That's right.
Our own motives. Yeah. And then we walk in that. That's four dimensions of love. Back to Deuteronomy. So God says, listen, you've received my love. Now I make covenant with you. And I don't set my love upon you. Listen to me, Jen. Listen to me, people of God. I don't set my love upon you because you had all your ducks in a row.
Yeah.
I didn't set my love upon you because you did everything perfect. I didn't set my love upon you because you have the right pedigree. I didn't set my love upon you because you had the right degrees. I set my covenant of love upon you because you loved me. You set covenant with me. Matter of fact, God said, you were the fewest. If I was looking for the majority, I'd overlook you. He said you didn't have the influence. If I was looking for the influential, I wouldn't have chose you. You weren't the richest. You weren't the richest. You didn't have, amen, the yacht in the backyard and all that. But that had no sway on my love for you. And because of my covenant of love, because you were, amen, just the decision to receive my love, just simply the decision to receive my love has set you apart.
Mama, glory to God.
Just because you have decided to receive my unconditional, unwavering love, the Lord said that alone has set you apart. Now, as a manifestation of my love, I'm going to bring you out of bondage. I'm going to bring you out of the thing that enslaved you. Simply because of my covenant of love. I'm going to bless your home. We think we got to work for a blessing. We think we got to earn a blessing. Nobody's perfect. Amen. Amen. I've been saying for a long time, I ain't perfect. Sometimes I have to apologize to my wife. Amen. It's not because it's not the check boxes of God in heaven. Amen. Here's one check for you. Here's two checks against you. Oh, you disqualified from the blessing. Get out of that. Receive his love by faith and his blessings by faith. It's because of my love, I'm going to promote you. It's because of my love, I'm going to increase you. It's because of my love, I'm going to give you influence. Others counted you out that had the connections. Others counted you out that had the money. Others counted you out that had the favor. Others counted you out to have the connections. And you thought you needed all of that. That's in the world system. The Lord says, my covenant of love to you is if you love me, I'll bring you in. Few, I'll bring you in. Broke, I'll bring you in. Discouraged, I'll bring you in. Shattered, I'll bring you in. Bondage, and I'll lift you up. Come on, how many want to be lifted up today? Just because I love you. Just because I love you. I bring you in. And I lift you up. Jenna Jen, it's time. It's time. When people look at you, they see the blessings of God upon your life, they're going to say, how'd you get that? And you know how God works it. This how he works it so much where he strips you of all your ability to do it. So when somebody says, how did y'all come through that? How did you come through that? You're going to be like the ones that just stood up and testified. Listen, it wasn't nothing my doing. It wasn't nothing I did. Amen. It was simply the blessing of the God because he loves me. And he favors me. Come on, somebody say, God loves me. And he favors me. And he sets me apart. We talked about credit score yesterday. Amen. You been testifying, wasn't my credit score. Wasn't my credit score. I was talking to Elder Throne yesterday. But I told him I was working on my taxes, and I'm praying for my taxes. Because a lot of times I have to pay, but we did a little bit better than I thought. And I'm like, Jesus, you know. Because I don't like writing big checks to government. I don't want to do that. Amen. And I said, I mentioned Elder, you know, kind of what we did. He said, man, that's a blessing. I said, man, let me tell you. Because in the same time yesterday during the John and Gail, I talked about getting married 6 days after I turned 18, talked about bussing tables at Duff's Smorgasbord, washing dishes at Ram's Horn, making pieces at Pizza Hut, and delivering pieces for Domino's. Three kids at 19 years old. Going to college at night, full-time college. Managed to stay on the dean's list in college. How do we get to that point now where we go to the airport early so we can sit in the lounge? We don't wait at the gate. Ain't nothing we did. It's because I receive his love. And my value and my affirmation and my identity is in Christ. He loves me unconditionally. And let me tell you, you know, sometimes, you know, you get the relationships, you be like, my man love me, you know, my man love me. You'd be all proud, you know, you strive, my man love me, my woman love me. Man, God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. I'm confident in the love of God. This covenant of love with me, the more I can get revelation on it, the more I can receive it, I expect good things to come into my life. Expect good things to come into your life simply because he loves you. Come on, tell somebody, expect a blessing. Expect a blessing. Expect a healing. Expect a breakthrough. Let's go back to Psalms 91 as we close. Just because he loves me. So powerful. So powerful. In this season, in this year, I'm telling you, you're going to see some tremendous things in your life. You're going to see some breakthroughs you've been working for. It's going to come out of nowhere. But it really don't come out of nowhere. It's coming out of his heart. Because he loves you. He's going to give you dominion where you didn't have dominion. He's going to give you blessings where you didn't have blessings. He's going to give you influence where you didn't have a voice. not because you're this or my name is that or I came from here or I graduated from here. Simply because you love him and you receive his love and walk in the covenant of his love. Because he or she loves me. This is what the Lord is saying. This is what the Lord is saying. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Because he or she loves me, says the Lord, I'll rescue them. Anything that's trapped me, held me, go back. I'm not done yet. I'm going to rescue them. And then I'm going to protect them. So that means when whatever I rescue you from, I'm going to protect you so it can't imprison you again. That's worthy of a prayer. I'm about to run around this church. My God. That which harmed me in the past won't harm me. Because he don't protect me. Simply because I respond to his love and love him back. Gonna protect my home, protect my marriage, protect my children, protect that which concerns me. The protection of the Lord surround me. All right. He's gonna rescue me and protect me, for he, she acknowledges my name. Verse 15. They will call on me. The Lord says, and I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer. That's my covenant of love with you. You call on me, I'm going to answer. You call on me, I'm going to answer. You call on me, I'm going to answer. We okay on this side? I call, you call on me, the Lord says, and what? I'll answer. How we doing in the middle? You call on the Lord, he'll answer. How we doing over here? You call on the Lord. Oh, glory God. Oh, glory God. Live stream, you'll call on him and answer. Yes. Now, life's not perfect. We go through things. Sometimes we are promoted in pain. Pain sometimes is the pathway to promotion. Isolation prepares us for public or for audience. Just how God works. The fiery trials come. Seasons come. But because of his covenant love, I'll be with them in trouble. See, even if you're in a troubled season, even if you're in a difficult, oh my God, even if you're in a hard place right now, his covenant of love, he'll be with you in trouble. Another scripture said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. It's right there in the storm, right there, amen. You hit that, man. Hit that. I like that. Hit that. Hit that. I'll be with you. Go ahead. Hit that, man. I like that. I'll be with you in trouble. Thank you. Let's try it again. I'll be with you in trouble. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. I love the word of God. I love the promise of God. So you won't go through alone? You won't go through alone. Now here's the thing. I'll deliver them Now, it's one thing to be delivered. Delivered from bondage, delivered from addiction, delivered. Taken out, taken away from, taken out of things. But not only will I deliver you, I'll honor you. What does honor mean? Honor means I'll deliver you, and you won't be associated with the thing you've been delivered from, but honor says I'll place value on you. I'll speak well of you. You won't even look like what you came out of, because I'll deliver you and I'll put honor on you. Go. We gotta practice, don't we? We do. I deliver you and I'll put honor on you. I'll lift you up. We're closing with this. I'll lift you up. I'll lift your home up. I'll lift your marriage up. I'll lift you up. I'll lift your family up. I'll lift your finances up. I'll lift your health up. I'll lift your peace up. I'll lift your joy up. I'll lift you up. I'll lift your influence up. I'll lift the favor up. I'll lift your wisdom up. I'll lift your business up. I'll lift you up. Come on and give him a praise. Give him a praise. He's about to lift your ministry up. He's about to lift your voice up. He's about to lift you up. He's lifting it up. It's not going to be down in the pit, but his covenant love says, my love lifts you up. My grandmother used to sing this song all the time. She used to sing it. I wish I could sing like her. Amen. She used to talk about how the song was, love lifted me. When nothing else would help, love lifted me. Oh my God. When nothing else would help, God sent his son. And love lifted me. Oh, but let me tell you, Jen to Jen, love is lifting us. Love is lifting you. When everything else failed, when the counseling failed, when the doctor failed, love is lifting you. Love is lifting you. Love is lifting you. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Can you go tell a couple people, love is lifting you. Love is lifting you. Love is lifting you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Shita Brandes Tataya. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your covenant of love that you did not set your love upon us because we had some pedigree that deserved it, but your love. You chose us. You selected us. You have a covenant of love with your people. We receive it and walk in it. Our faith is in it. Thank you for your love. Revelations of your love. In the name of Jesus. As you stand there, I just want you to let the love of God deal with your self-worth and the condemnation that's been on your shoulders and the guilt that's been on your life. I want you to receive the love of God, for it breaks those yokes and it destroys those yokes. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And it takes you into that spiritual covenant where you receive the love of God and that you're saved by grace because he loves you. And you receive the Spirit of God as a gift because he loves you. And you move in power and favor and blessing because he loves you. And you become a portal and a channel and a connecting point for God's love. For even as it comes upon you, it shall flow from you. It shall be as the river that flows out of your belly that gives life to others. It shall be my love that comes, that grows, the fruit that grows to maturity, thus imparted to others, and brings blessing and breakthrough and identity into their lives. So receive my love, and don't question, and don't doubt it, for I establish a covenant of love with you. I make that commitment, that vow, that contract, that covenant with you. And if you receive my love, then you're one of the chosen in my love. And you will identify with my love. And the Lord says you'll understand it not from a human means or the human experience, but you will see divinely my love and my covenant of love that I set upon your life. Come on and receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Kopota, open your hearts and receive the love of God. Oh, God, give us to see the width, the length, the depth, the height of your love even more. Revelations of your love even more. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, I'm not going to have an altar call right now, but just where you are, if you're sick, you're whatever you're, amen, experiencing, receive it. It's already in the room right now in the name of Jesus. It's a manifestation of his love, deliverance, and breakthrough. Right now, the peace of God is released. Right now, this room is full of what you need in this moment. Right now, receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe the message alone broke condemnation and guilt off your life. In the name of Jesus. So we receive it. So, Lord, I receive it. Whatever that is that you need in this moment, whatever your family needs, whatever you need, whatever your marriage needs, whatever your business is, Lord, I receive it. Those that even need judicial favor, you need some decision. So, Lord, I receive it. Because the scripture says he'll call or she'll call and I'll answer. I'll deliver, I'll rescue, and I'll honor. In the name of Jesus, even over the live streams, I receive it. Type in the comments, I receive the covenant of love. Type in the comments, I receive the covenant of love. I receive the covenant of love. That God will hear me, deliver me, rescue me, and honor me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, put your hands together and give Jesus a praise. My God. You may have your seat. Thank God for the live stream. Amen. Join me tomorrow at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. for the Monday morning launch prayer. Our announcements, amen, on the loop. Pay attention to those, please. We'll give you an opportunity to give and to sow, amen, into this house. Amen. Those here that need an offering envelope, raise your hand. Amen. We'll give you an opportunity to give. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We have a hand up here. And amen. Others, amen. Over our live stream, I speak blessing. I speak deliverance, breakthrough. I declare the covenant of love becomes a revelation of your life, to your life, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Have a tremendous week in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.